Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union proudly serves the armed forces, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission, insured by NCUA. By Catsup Brothers, we remind you to drink responsibly. First Command, plan to plan again. And by Annapolis Ice Cream Company and Always Ice Cream, voted best ice cream in Annapolis for the last 17 years in a row.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up on today's show, we'll hear from Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo as he met the media this week, talking about the 49-7 loss to Marshall and a look ahead to this Saturday's game with the Air Force Academy Falcons. We'll hear from Ivan Jasper as well. The mids racked up over 300 yards rushing and 41 minutes of time of possession. Normally, that's a winning formula for the mids. We'll get those answers and more coming up on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
It's time. Time to take on the future. Time to plan more than just a day again. It's time to dream again. To look ahead again. Focus on life again. You haven't dedicated your life to serving your country, only to come this far. We can help you plan for what's next again. Because we're dedicated to helping you pursue your financial future. So let's talk. It's free to do. We are First Command. And we are ready.
Navy fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your favorite Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, Budweiser reminds you that responsibility has its rewards. If you're 21 or over, enjoy responsibly and always plan for a safe ride home, whether that's requesting a rideshare service or using a designated driver. A message from Navy Athletics and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility has its rewards.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for every Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in stock merchandise. Visit NavalAcademyTourism.com for information.
The latest on Naval Academy Athletics is as close as your computer, thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipman student athletes. Make sure you log on today.
Annapolis Ice Cream Company in historic downtown Annapolis is now a part of the Always Ice Cream Company family, which now has locations in West Annapolis, Edgewater, and coming soon to an area near you. Stop on by for delicious local homemade ice cream that has been best in Annapolis for the last 17 years. From Cookie Monster and Blue Angels to dairy-free and vegan flavors, everyone can find a flavor that they want. Work hard, play hard, eat ice cream.
Coach Pete Medhurst, Navy Radio Network. Just one question for you. How do you digest the analytical data from this game? Because Navy football is 41 minutes of time of possession and 300 yards rushing. How do you accept that and evaluate that with the end results, obviously, of not finishing a lot of those drives on Saturday?
Well, you just said it, I mean, Pete. I mean, not finishing, I think, you know, 1-for-5 in a red zone. And against a team like that, you got to score, because we've played potent offenses like that before, but you score. So you put some pressure on them. You put some pressure on the play caller. You put some pressure on the quarterback. But when you don't score, then, you know, you're a little bit more free on offense. You know what I mean? You're not pressing as much. And so you're moving the ball. We didn't execute in the red zone, you know? And so that's the hardest part. I mean, the digestive part of it is, you got to score. You know, I mean, we've normally been pretty good in the red zone. That's, you know, one thing that we're good at. But you're right. I mean, you're trying to digest that 92 plays. I mean, we had close to 400 yards rushing, you know, take out the sacks. But it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, you got to score when you get in the red zone. So those are the things. You got to be able to execute. You can't make mistakes, especially, again, against a team like that that's really good on offense. I mean, they're the number one rushing defense in the country last year, so they're a good defense. Yeah, just disappointed we didn't finish, but that's the lesson from last week. You gotta finish.
Let's go to Scott Wyckoff, WBAL. Hey, Coach. Scott Wyckoff of WBAL Radio in Baltimore and the Navy Radio Network. What does it mean to you to be honoring the memories of those who were lost on 9/11 and so many of the families who were impacted, being able to coach a team at the Naval Academy on this 20th anniversary?
Very humbling, you know, as a program, personally, to be able to do this, you know, to pay respect to, you know, those that lost their lives in 9/11, not only on that tragic day, but, you know, the conflicts that came because of it. You know, I mean, that was obviously that day changed our country forever. So it's great to be able to play in the game to remember those people and to honor them. But very humbling, Scott.
What do you remember from that day 20 years ago personally?
I was in Vegas coaching. I just remember seeing it on CNN. You know what I mean? Just first of all, you see the first one. I mean, all you saw is just, you know, the live updates that, you know, a plane hit. But I think when we first thought, I think all of us thought that it was an accident. You know, just as you're watching it live, like, oh, man, the plane, you know, ran into the tower. But then a lot of us saw the second one hit the tower. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this isn't an accident. Just surreal. You know, just very surreal. My brother was working in the Pentagon, or stationed in the Pentagon during that time. Fortunately, he wasn't there during that time, but just very stressful, horrific time for all of us, you know, that day.
Growing up in Hawaii, Pearl Harbor was such a part of the history of your life growing up there. Such a connection that you have. Is it something that you kind of feel for the people of New York, knowing that your family was a part of something that was so horrific?
Yeah, and I've been to Ground Zero a couple of times. You know what I mean? To be able to go there and see that place, it's a very somber feeling, you know, to go there and just to think of those that lost their lives on that tragic day. But you know, the memorial that's there now in New York City to remember them is, I don't have better words, it's just very sad.
Thanks, Coach.
Let's go to Olivia Garvey.
Hey, Coach. Olivia Garvey, 7 News Sports, D.C. Just kind of bouncing off Scott's question about, you know, playing on September 11th. A lot of your players were not even born yet, or they were just too young to remember what happened. Of course, they've been taught about that day, that tragic day. What if you kind of told them about, you know, playing on September 11th, the significance of it, you know, the significance of everyone watching that's going to be there, will be watching on TV? What have you shared with them? Maybe that, you know, playing on September 11th is more than just playing a football game.
Olivia, I haven't shared anything with them yet. I mean, I will, though, once we have our meetings. You know, prior to this, it was all about getting ready for Marshall. But since that game, obviously, we're turning all of our focus towards Air Force. And then I will discuss that, though. I will talk with their team about the significance of playing a 9/11. And like you said, I'm sure most of them have studied it, too young to remember it or know what exactly happened. But it will be part of our preparation and talking about that, how special this day is.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Kareem Copeland, Washington Post.
Again, Kareem Copeland, Washington Post. When you went back in and looked at the tape, what did you think about the quarterback play in general from both?
I thought they did some good things. I thought some things they could have done better. I thought Xavier came in and played really well. You know, he ran an option really well. Both missed some throws. Both made some throws. But I thought Xavier came in and played well. You know what I mean? He did some good things. I thought he did some good things when he came in there. You know, we're hoping for Ty to make a couple more of those throws. But they both did some good things, but I thought Xavier did some really good stuff during the game.
If Ty can go, is it still his job, or are you evaluating again this week?
No, we're definitely evaluating that.
And just kind of one more from me. I'm just curious, what's the kind of the vibe of the team right now? It seemed like a couple of the guys kind of took it a little bit hard. I know it had to be frustrating considering, you know, you guys talked so much about having a normal camp and getting back to normality. And there's a lot of excitement on that. And then when it doesn't go your way, it seems like there's going to be some frustration. Do you get to feel the guys were able to kind of move on pretty quickly from that one, you know, the old 24-hour rule, or did this one kind of hit home a little bit more?
I mean, it hurts. I mean, you try your best in this profession to move on. You have to move on because the next game's coming. And we got the biggest game of the season coming up with Air Force. So, you got to get ready for the, you know, we got two main games, obviously, every year. And this is the first leg, so it's a huge, huge game for our program. But that one hurt. I mean, and it's easier said than done bouncing back. You have to, though. You have to move forward. But if it doesn't hurt, and if it doesn't, you know, if it's not painful, then probably shouldn't be playing this sport. You probably shouldn't be coaching. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to bounce back from, but you have no alternative. I mean, it's the only thing you can do. So, you know, our jobs as coaches, first and foremost for ourselves, is to press forward. But if you got any pride in yourself, I mean, that was a punch in the face, man. It just, that was hard. That was hard to take that. So you have to come back. We're a very proud program. We've won a lot of games. To lose like that, you know, a blow to your pride. But again, we have to move on. We have to use the frustration, whatever the terms you use that to catapult us forward to get better and to improve. You can't really wallow in it and feel sorry for yourself. But to get beat like that, that was hard. That was a hard pill to swallow.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get set to face the Air Force Academy Falcons coming up on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Make your plans to join us. Be there early. Sellout crowd as expected in Annapolis for this one coming up on Saturday. Big Air Force and Navy weekend. Navy softball team's going to play Air Force on Saturday morning. So if you're down by Max Bishop Stadium, they'll be playing on the softball diamond right outside the stadium there, the Navy club softball team. And coming up on Sunday, we'll have the broadcast on ESPN Plus as Navy takes on Air Force and women's soccer at 5 p.m. Coming up, we'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. We'll do that next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
I guess maybe just talk about what you saw on Saturday. I mean, yardage numbers, rushing in particular, and time of possession numbers were good. Third and fourth down conversion was not good, and turnovers, I guess, as well. Just tell me your general summary of what you saw.
I think you already summed it up, man. Why ask me that question? You sum it all up, then you ask me the question.
You sum it up.
Usually work 95% of the time with most of those pupils and just continue. Two-hand chest pass for a pitch out to his left.
Again, you know, so just playing at home in front of our crowd, you know, having really good plans in, so our kids can play fast and our kids go out and execute. So those are all the ingredients of being able to play at home and being able to play well.
Ivan, you've been doing this a long time, and when you have
took care of the football from a standpoint of so again, we're a heavy run football team, you know, so not putting the football on the ground is a definite plus. No center QB exchanges. So again, there's a lot of positives outside of, you know, again, of the game.
You know, little things like, you know,
So just playing at home in front of our crowd, you know, having really good plans in so our kids can play fast and our kids go out and execute. So those are all the ingredients of being able to play at home and being able to play well.
Ivan, you've been doing this a long time, and when you have a stretch, obviously last year was what it was, but you know, little things like, you know, having a quarterback throw a two-hand chest pass for a pitch out to his left, the little detailed things that, you almost get spoiled with because many of the other quarterbacks, the over hundreds that you've tutored now, within this system have been able to do those things. How much do you have to kind of take that deep breath and trust what you've done because it's usually worked 95% of the time with most of those pupils and just continue to work with those guys and have the patience necessary until they master it, because you know, you got a lot of young guys with inexperience that are playing that position, which is something that really hadn't happened around here a lot.
It's, you know, for us from a coaching standpoint, you know, all your experience as a head coach, you know, and even being a parent comes into play, man. It's all about being patient. I've coached these guys for a very, very long time, and this is a pretty good group I have. It's a pretty good group. They're eager. They're hardworking young men. You know, they want to move. They want to run this offense. They want to be the general. They want to have the keys to the castle. So, you just gotta be patient and continue to work with these guys and continue to empower them, to give them confidence. Again, I'm not a big yell guy, scream, nothing like that. I'll try to stay calm, you know, and coach them the way I want them to play, ice water in their veins. So again, you know, as far as, you know, Xavier with his left hand, I mean, we've talked about that all camp long. You know, I thought he was copying another kid that did that a couple of years ago. I'm not gonna say his name. I haven't been allowed to say that, you know, so, but, I think he's copying that kid. But again, we've addressed it, you know, and worked on it, and, it'll get fixed.
I know on the surface, 49-7 says one thing, but 41 minutes of time of possession, over 300 yards. I mean, if we tell you ahead of time, you're going to get that every game. That's essentially what you all would love to dial up. As you look at how you achieve that, now that you've had a chance to go back and look at the tape from a critical aspect, how did you achieve that? Because certainly if you can do that weeks going forward, that's usually going to present much better results.
No, obviously the tough thing about it is to look at that 41 minutes of possession time, you know, and, you know, 300 some yards of rushing, and they only have 7 points to show for it. So I sat back and thought about it, and we got there yesterday to go through our walk through. I called the office guys and said, guys, listen here. I said, all camp long, we talked about consistency. I said, you know, to have those, just a football for that long time and to rush for that many yards, that's who we are. That's our formula. But we always talk about what? Finishing. And we didn't finish. You know, so that's the one part that we have to understand when we get in the red zone. We do a red zone drill every single day. When we get in the red zone, we have to dial in even more during the game. Obviously, during the game, you want to be dialed in. You want to make sure that, you know, your ears are up, you know, your antennas are up. But when you get in the red zone, it's even becomes more detailed where you're doing everything right. We can't, because that's the goal of this game is to score points against the other team, right? So when we get down there, we got to score points, you know. And when we got down there, we had a few mental mistakes, you know, that cost us points, you know. So they understand that. I told them, I said, guys, we're a good offense. We show that we can move the football. Now we just have to learn when we get down there. You know, we have to cash in. So as a staff, we got to get, you know, maybe change some things up when we get down there, do something different in practice, get those kids to understand. When we get in the red zone, we have to come up with the points. And we've been pretty good at it. We just gotta punch it in.
I know it's kind of cliche, but momentum plays can be very, very positive and enhance you. But at the same time, they can also be a negative if you don't make them. Is it as simple as something like if Coop makes that catch on fourth down, which, I mean, the play's wide open, you call the perfect play, it's there. And that's a guy 99% of the time, you know, is going to catch that football. Is a play like that something when it goes for you, it makes everybody euphoric, but at the same time, do you see a little bit of the air come out of the balloon a little bit on a play like that? Because you dial everything up perfectly, and a guy that's going to catch that ball 9 times out of 10, unfortunately puts it on the carpet.
Well, we discuss as a staff every Thursday before a game, myself and Coach Newberry, because we kind of give our keys to the game. And I think one of my main keys was for us to get off to a great start. I thought it was of the utmost importance for this group, not a lot of experienced guys, to get off to a great start. And for that to happen on that fourth down, because again, it's fourth down play for that to happen. I mean, it kind of went up ourselves a little bit. If you make that catch, the scoop score, who knows, but I think it gets us in the red zone even further. And if you punch that in, it's a different ball game. So, you know, you know, never want to make a living on woulda, coulda, shouldas and stuff like that, you know, but I do believe if we can make that catch and convert that play, you know, it'll get our guys going. But, you know, it didn't happen, and I guess it's part of the game, but we have to learn to play through that and to be able to rebound, things like that, and be able to keep things going.
I know you use three guys, but to get 92 plays on tape from week one to week two, how does that help you evaluate players as much as you can going into week two?
Exactly. We normally probably average around 70 plays, maybe 75, but to get 93 plays for us is the last time we did that was, I believe, get that many plays was Air Force, I think 2011, I believe.
And that's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
105 plays. So they have those many plays to have on film, to great guys from even the young guys who got in, able to get the experience. You know, now the situation for them getting in was not what you want. You want to be able to win a game and play a lot of guys, but to be getting beat, you know, definitely it's not a good thing. But to get that experience, to get that film to grade guys from is definitely help. And again, that's early on in the season. I do recall we started off a season like this before, you know, where we, you know, got beat pretty good early on, but we find a way to keep grinding. So we're not worried about it right now. Okay, move on to the next one. That game is over and behind us. We got to get ready for Air Force.
Finally, what did you think of your backs on Saturday?
I think they ran hard. They're very, very physical. Again, I think James came in and gave us a big-time spark and made some really, really good runs. You know, now we don't have anybody that can take it the distance, you know, but again, we want to be that grinded-out team, you know, for 5 yards here, 6, 7 yards there. You know, that's going to be who we are. That's going to be who we are. So now what else plays into that is being able to be consistent and do things right every single play, you know, but we've done that for years and, it's not nothing, new to us. We just got to keep grinding. I think both those guys showed up for us and, did some good things for us.
That's Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper as the Mids get set to take on the Air Force Academy Falcons coming up on Saturday at 3:30. We would urge you to be in your seats early and get there early as a sellout crowd is expected in Annapolis. Come back with more news and notes from around the yard in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
USAA Insurance is made for the safe pilots, like Sergeant Hayden. When her hands are on the wheel, her phone is in her purse. So don't bother calling. You're going straight to voicemail. And because she has the USAA Safe Pilot app, her eyes on the road means more money in her pocket. Safe drivers can save up to 30% on auto insurance with USAA Safe Pilot. Visit usaa.com/safepilot to start saving. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA Safe Pilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of Safe Pilot app required. Earn driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. In Virginia, earn driving discount is up to 20% for renewals before August 23rd, 2021 and up to 30% if earned after that. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. San Antonio, Texas.
Today, more than ever, we need tradition, like the traditions of Navy football, cannons blasting, the march on of the midshipmen, flyovers, tailgates, and patriotism. Here at Seawolf Brewery, we toast that tradition and honor it by brewing Navy tribute beer with military precision to the highest code of honor and tradition. As a proud supporter of Navy athletics, Seawolf Brewery is all in. Learn more about our mission. Go to seawolfbrewery.com. Enjoy responsibly.
Men, are you concerned about your look as you age gracefully or skin damage from days on the bay? Sullivan Surgery & Spa is a SkinCeuticals advanced medical spa with the perfect treatments to fix all your skin concerns. Sullivan Surgery & Spa also offers surgical options to treat droopy eyelids or pesky love handles and more. Visit SullivanSurgery.com or call 410-571-1280 to learn about our full range of treatments. Visit Sullivan Surgery & Spa today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly serving the armed forces, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission, insured by NCUA. Good opening week for the service academies other than Navy. Air Force took on Lafayette from the Patriot League, picked up a victory, so they'll come to town 1-0. And Army, no problems winning on the road at Georgia State, 43-10. Against Georgia State from the Sun Belt. It was expected to be a little bit better of a squad, but Army with a good opening day performance there. And, of course, coming up in December, it's the Army-Navy game presented by USAA, as the star will be on the line. And, of course, you never know, the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy could be on the line in that game as well. Navy hoping to take the first step in winning that Commander-in-Chief's Trophy if they can get a big win coming up this weekend against the Air Force Academy. We'll come back and wrap things up here in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network. That'll do it for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. As always, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Big weekend here in Annapolis with Air Force in town. We hope you can get in on some of the events this weekend and show your support for the midshipmen on the yard or at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium coming up on Saturday. Again, game time set for 3:40. It's a 3:40 kickoff coming up on Saturday afternoon on the radio with Joe Miller, Keith Mills, Scott Wyckoff, and myself. We look forward to having you with us on the Navy Radio Network. Until then, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance. This has been the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union proudly serves the Armed Forces, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission, insured by NCUA, the Naval Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. SkinCeuticals Advanced Clinical Spa by Sullivan Surgery, offering targeted, no downtime treatments just for men. Seawolf Brewery. Liberty deserves a great beer. Enjoy responsibly. And by USAA. USAA is a proud sponsor of Navy Athletics and has been serving the military community's financial needs since 1922. Go Navy!